Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
NBA playoffs, for the most part, have been really good so far. We had that dog with Cleveland, Indiana last night. But let's talk some NBA now. Steve Ashburner, senior writer for NBA.com, joins us courtesy of the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline. And Steve, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it. Before we get to the playoffs, this news that Shams Charania, I guess, broke because nothing's happened yet, but this Giannis is open to possibilities this offseason. Just in your opinion, has he played his last game with the Bucks?
No, I would say no. The difficulties of making trades, of pleasing all parties, of meeting salary cap obligations, I think it becomes very difficult. This is not a guy who has said word one about wanting out of Milwaukee. So, I'm kind of amused by all this, but I'm also impatient with it too. I've spent much of my career in flyover, medium to smaller markets. I started in Milwaukee. I worked for a long time in Minneapolis. It becomes a thing where if it's not Giannis, it's Kevin Garnett back in the day. You know, before that it was Kareem. Now Kareem wanted out of Milwaukee. That's a big difference. You never hear about the unhappy superstar who, hey, he may look to force his way out of L.A. or Miami or New York. I just think there's an arrogance to this from major market media people, and it becomes, self-fulfilling. ESPN was just as strident, just as adamant prior to Giannis signing, I think, two contract extensions ago that, he might want out of there. This is before they won a championship. I think that this is recreational by a lot of these outlets. There may be truth. Look, I think there's some truth to it all the time. Every market, every top five or top 10 player in the league, that he wants to know his team has a chance to compete. Most of these guys, I think there are probably some that are, they like where they live and they like what they're paid, and winning another ring, if they already have one, is maybe not top priority. But I think that generally speaking, the superstars are essentially part of the front office where they want to be in the loop. And so that to me means this isn't news. And then the fact that it always seems to focus on the same markets or the same type of markets, and now maybe it's fueled additionally by nobody wants to have the second Luka Doncic trade happen without saying, hey, I was onto this. I don't think it's, frankly, I'm not even sure that it's responsible, whatever you want to call it, because it's to me, it's not really journalism.
Amen. Let's stay in sort of flyover country. I was a big Cleveland Cavaliers believer. They showed me through the length and breadth of a regular season that I thought they were one of the most balanced teams in the league. I love what their second unit gave them. I thought they could beat you with offense. They could beat you with defense. Seemed to have a real home court advantage. Now they obviously are on the precipice of perhaps getting unmasked by the Pacers. If this does go that way, what I guess probing questions does that ask about their mix and what the constitution of that team looks like moving forward? Or do they just stay the course and larger sample size, and eventually these guys will look in the playoffs for three or four rounds like they do in the regular season?
Well, you know, I was worried about the Cavaliers in the first round. I thought that Miami was going to be a bad draw for them. Miami, you know, traditionally is a pretty tough out, and they were not, to me, your typical play-in survivor. And I thought that Cleveland was going to have its toughness or lack of toughness tested by the Heat. Well, the Heat really weren't able to do that, and Cleveland withstood that and breezed through the first round. But I think the ingredient that the Cavaliers have missed for a couple of years, as they have become deeper and more talented and more experienced, is sort of a grittiness, a toughness, mm-hmm. someone that will say, you know, now I know Donovan Mitchell is capable of saying, you know, climb on my back,
yeah,
back, fellas. But he's also a guy who was hurt for the elimination game last year. It's uncertain what his status is going to be after he didn't play the second half last night. You know, so you've got to be on the floor as well. It's you hate to get labeled, if you're the Cavaliers, as a great regular season team, but it seems like they've been a year behind in their development for the last few, where you expect them to go a little bit farther than they did 2 years ago. Last year, I thought that they would, and then this year again. Now, Indiana is a pretty feisty opponent.
Yeah,
I mean they're a deep team, and they come at you, and they are not shy in the way they play their offense, and they get you on your heels, which to me just sort of makes it even more a priority to have some toughness and to be able to shift gears and force your agenda on games. And I haven't seen that with Cleveland. Now, they did have, you know, three guys out for one game, right? They had,
yep,
Mobley and Garland and Hunter. And but again, it's sort of like some of these, you know, you expect somebody to be almost like a Curt Schilling and have blood on their socks and still be out there or something at this time of year. So, I think it will raise question marks about their toughness, whether they need to bring in somebody else and just break up the comfortable chemistry that they appear to have.
Steve, let's get into tonight's slate. It feels weird saying this about a team that's leading in the series, but does tonight feel close to a must-win for the Knicks?
Yeah, I think it is. I mean, I think Boston's the best team in the league. I picked them before the season to repeat as champions. You know, this league has had, I think, about six different champs in the past six seasons, and I figured, okay, we're going to get a repeat finally again. And I think the Celtics are good enough. I think probably they had a little bit of a wake-up call. They tried to manage the season maybe, certainly more than last year and maybe more than they should have. They rarely had their full complement of players out there. They would always spot one or two guys nights off or extended layoff if they needed an extra. They'd give them an extra game if they were going to be out one. They'd be out two. And so, you know, when you do start to have everybody available and you tighten the rotation, it changes things up. But I think Boston, if they even this series and then it's best out of three with, you know, the extra game at the Garden, at the Boston Garden, I think New York will be running on fumes at that point.
Talking with Steve Ashburner, it's Inside Access here on The Fan. Let's go out west, Steve. Minnesota and Golden State. Can Golden State serve until Steph Curry gets back, or is this thing over?
No, I don't think it's over by a long shot. I think Minnesota needs to approach this as they need to choke this thing off as quickly as they can. I mean, even if they win tonight, you know, who knows? I mean, Steph Curry might all of a sudden be out there for game five. I think Minnesota's going to see him again regardless, and they want to see him as little as possible. I mean, he was only around for 13 minutes in game one and helped his team to a 10-point lead. Minnesota never recovered from that, even though they had another 30 minutes or so to go in the game. So, I don't think Minnesota is capable of or deserving of overconfidence at all. Jimmy Butler's a threat. Kuminga at least has provided points. You know, he's raw talent, and I think the reason that maybe he'd been out of the rotation is, you know, he hasn't shown yet at this in his fourth year the on-court intelligence to sort of play the Warriors system. But in terms of just quickness and strength and leaping ability, I mean, he obviously can play the game of basketball. So, you know, he's a threat. Butler could finish stronger than he did in game three. I would assume Draymond Green will stay on the floor this time and not foul out. He's always at risk of getting thrown out, but I don't think he'll foul out in this one. And so, no. And then, you know, they're still at home. So the role players like Pajemski or Moody, you know, Santos, Jackson Davis, one or two of those guys rises up, and all of a sudden, you know, Minnesota's backpedaling.
Steve Ashburner, senior writer, NBA.com. Steve, thank you as always for your time. This was great.
Thank you.
You got it, fellas.
Appreciate it. Coming up next, T-Bone time. It's TMI with TIM. What you got?
News broke towards the end of our show Friday that the Cowboys reached out to the Ravens to inquire about Rashad Bateman. Yeah. Crazy times when teams are reaching out to the Ravens to try to get one of their wide receivers. So speaking of Bateman coming off a career year, what could we expect for an encore? That's next.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
On the fan.
It's T-Bone time, TMI with TIM, and the floor is yours.
It's crazy what a difference 12 months make, because Cowboys reached out to the Ravens, reportedly, to sniff around Rashad Bateman and his possible availability, and that was denied rather quickly, I can imagine. And If someone would have told you a year ago that the Cowboys were trying to trade for Bateman to team him up with CeeDee Lamb, you would have said, oh my gosh, what are you, crazy? And then, of course, the Cowboys pivoted, brought in George Pickens. But Bateman coming off a career year, and he was really, really good for this team. And for the first time in his career, not just a coincidence, played 17 games, and that led to the effectiveness. And we've heard John Harbaugh say all the time over the years about Bateman and the importance of practice with him. Well, health was critical because his first 3 years, he had 93 catches for 1,167 yards and 4 touchdowns. Last year alone, he had 9 touchdowns in the regular season, 2 touchdowns in the playoffs, 45 catches for 756 yards. And he filled that number 2 role perfectly, where in 2023, more often than not, it was a bad thing when Lamar Jackson was throwing him the football. 60.6 passer rating, and that more than doubled. 125.9 passer rating when targeting Bateman. You saw the big plays, 11 plays of 20 yards or more, 4 plays of 40 yards or more. But where Bateman really took the next step, and this is in large part because of his route running ability, you'd always get frustrated where you'd see the PFF chart and of separation, and Bateman's always in the top right corner, and you're wondering, well, why the heck is he not getting football? Well, in the red zone, Lamar went targeting Bateman 8 for 10, 93 yards, 7 touchdowns. Did have that one interception where Bateman ran the wrong route against the Steelers in that second
and
game.
Monk lost his
and
mind.
Monk absolutely lost his mind.
Yeah.
But a 105.4 passer rating, and something that I thought was even more interesting is looking at Bateman in his splits when it's a one possession game, where this wasn't just him stat padding and blowouts.
Right.
One possession game, that's where the majority of his stats came from. He had 27 catches, 405 yards, 4 touchdowns in one possession games. And you just wonder what the encore is going to be for him. And if there's one, you know, thing you could look at is bringing up that Steelers game. You can think of the Raiders game, the first home game where the ball went off his chest, went to an interception. He cut down on that a lot last year, the mental lapses for sure, but that's still something you can fine tune. There's a lot of mouths to feed in this offense where all signs look like Andrews is coming back.
But his emergence is part of the reason I was so comfortable saying,
yeah,
vaya con Dios to Andrews. You think you could turn that into a late third or fourth round pick and you think you can find an 8-year starter there? Go for it.
And now you brought in DeAndre Hopkins as another option who you'd expect him to excel in the red zone. But Bateman and Zay Flowers, for that matter, it's so weird that they have two young receivers with the arrow pointing way, way up. But he's going to be a big, big factor next year, and I'm excited to see him take another step.
Curious to see what they do for him financially, because, like, on one hand, he signed an incredible team-friendly deal a year ago. On the other hand, I think he's got 2 years left on the deal. So I wonder what happens there, because I'm sure he's not happy after the season he had that he's getting paid what he is.
What's going to be really interesting is just the wide receiver position as a whole, because we've yet to see this organization pay a wide receiver, not even big money, but really
starting money.
Yeah, yeah.
Legit starting money. For more than 1 year. Like, yeah. they gave Odell starting money.
Right, for one year. But after this year, Zay Flowers is eligible for a contract extension. And like you said, Ken, Bateman's going to be entering a contract year in 2026, so you're going to have to make a decision there.
By the way, they declined on giving Anquan Boldin more money, and anybody play like 8 more years or something like
Trading
that?
Trading for,
like,
what, a 6-round pick?
Yeah, that was
the Niners.
That happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I would sweeten the pot for Bateman before we get to the Zay thing. Like, I would want to make an olive branch to him before, I mean.
But would they pay both of them? That's my question.
I mean,
Bateman's going to get decent coin.
But he's not going to get top of the market.
2 years from now, does he want to wait? Dude, a one-day holdout cost him a lot of money already.
Absolutely.
I think you could go back to him. You could give him another bite at the apple before you have to.
Yeah.
But get that buy-in for him. Like, I think if you let this play out and you make Zay the highest paid receiver in franchise history while this guy is still playing out peanuts on this other thing, you run the risk of that last year. He's a little bit of a volatile guy.
Yep.
You run the risk of that last year getting sideways.
Yeah, let's make it clear. Paying these two guys is not like the Bengals paying.
No,
not even close.
No.
Combined, they might reach one of them.
Chase.
Yeah. Maybe. Combined.
That's
Higgins.
What, yeah.
Higgins. Combined. Maybe. Yeah. But I just think, and look, I also understand you might want to, they, unlike a lot of teams, do sign guys in the season. So they might want to see what he's like the first half of the season and do like what they did for Ronnie and what they did for Marlon, which was deals in like late, like right around Thanksgiving or between Halloween and Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Like maybe you want to just see him hold it together for another half season. But I would want to have him feeling a little better about his contract before the season ends and all this talk starts becoming what's Zay going to get, what's Zay going to get, what's Zay going to get.
Yeah, because he's only human.
Yeah.
You want him to feel good about himself.
And he knows
as
much
well.
As he's talked about how okay he is with the last time. I mean, he cost himself a year of service time. Like, no, you can't possibly be okay with that.
Just the overriding point of this segment, though, the idea that another team wants a Ravens receiver. Like, we're in an alternate universe.
It's hilarious.
It's the best offense in the NFL.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. And
It was one of the most efficient offenses in NFL history.
And I guess I was reading Jeff.
If Andrews catches the ball, maybe it's even more
and
efficient.
And doesn't fumble? Between drops and fumbles?
Yeah.
Two drops and a fumble? That happened. Hey, coming up
two
next.
Two drops, a fumble, and a bad snap.
Yeah.
All World Center.
If you had enough T-Bone, I bet you didn't. Well, guess what? There's more. Bounce Back, Fall Back, hosted by the Bone. Does the streak continue?
I just winked at the Bone.
Aw.
Yeah.
Bounce Back, Fall Back next.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Next year on the Fan.
Does the streak continue? 12 straight where Jason has not lost.
There you go.
Oh, you bullied him.
There you go. There you go, Bone. You're off to a good start.
He has won 10 of those 12. Does he add to it? Cedric Mullins, 1 for 21 in May. He starts to break out of it and has three hits over the weekend. He did not. He had two yesterday, so a good sign there. Both you guys bounce back. Jason, you said a home run and a double. Adley Rutschman has three extra base hits in his last 19 games. He records an extra base hit this series. He did with a hat tip for the Sun.
Yeah.
Ken, you bounced back.
I did.
Jason fell back.
What a joke.
Tries he also got robbed of a home run, so.
He made a play.
Yeah. And the other guy didn't.
Didn't find a pop-up. Yeah.
You said he tried to turn a single into a double and gets thrown out at second. Felix Bautista records a save. He did not. Both you guys bounce back. Tomo Sugano records an out.
He didn't record the save Friday night? Really? They won 4-1.
Did he record a save? Maybe I will go back and look.
I'm going to look right now.
My apologies. I think you are
he
right.
He did. He got the save Friday night.
My apologies. Yeah. My apologies. So you guys both get one there.
Yeah.
Tomo Sugano records an out in the seventh. He did. Went for seven and a third. Longest start of the season for an Orioles starter. Jason, you bounced back, said 6 2/3. Ken, you fell back. So we're tied right now. Cavs covered the 2.5 at the Pacers in game 3. 126-104. They did. Jason, you bounced back, said they'd win by 4. Ken, you bounced back as well. OKC covers the 5.5 at the Nuggets in Game 3. Nuggets won outright, 113-104 in overtime. Both you guys fell back. Jason, you said they win by 2 possessions, talking about OKC, but not cover the 5.5. But you still got the point.
Yep.
Celtics cover the 5.5 at the Knicks. They did, 115-93. Jason, you fell back. First half money line, Celtics win.
That hit.
Ken, you bounced back.
Uh-oh.
Timberwolves cover the 5.5 at the Warriors. Both of you guys bounced back. Ken, you said blowout. Jason, you said Nnamdi Matabike bloodbath game. They did not cover. It was 102-97.
I had it at 5 in real life. Yeah. You see how that didn't cover?
Yeah.
Ken, the 3 in garbage time? Yeah.
So,
with like a second left?
Ken,
that was nice.
Ken won.
Yeah.
5-4. The streak is over. Ken won 5-4. So, time to create a new streak,
Celtics.
Jason.
Celtics killed me.
Cade Povich. We saw him start at Minnesota last week. Ken, one terrible inning, gave up 5 earned runs.
Yes.
Cade Povich allows 3 earned runs or fewer tomorrow if they get the game in.
3 or fewer. So, you know what? No, I'll fall back. Optimistic. Kenny Sunshine. Yeah. Kenny Sunshine's done me no good. I'll fall back.
Jason.
I think they're going to try to get some length out of him.
Yeah, they will.
And I think he unfortunately falls prey to the long ball. And one of those long balls is going to be with a guy or two on base. So I think we're looking at more like a 4 spot here.
With a guy T-bone. On base, 4
yeah,
spots.
In my head, I was thinking of a 4-run inning. So and then the rest, he's good.
Jason fell back for those at home.
Yeah.
Ryan Mountcastle, riding a 7-game hit streak, does have 2 doubles in that span, but has just 2 homers, hasn't homered in the month of May yet. Jason, he homers this series. Mounty.
No, Bone. I don't think so.
Ken?
He's starting to hit.
He is.
I am not the biggest Ryan Mountcastle guy, as you know, but you know what?
Sunshine.
I'm going to bounce back here. I think he goes deep. Probably a solo shot, but he'll go deep. Bounce back.
Orioles 7 runs yesterday. Most runs they've scored in a game since April 19th.
Been a minute, Bum.
This offense is lacking consistency, but they get a little bit of consistency in this series, Ken. They score 4 or more runs in each game. Ken.
You're kidding, right?
I'm serious. I'd be a dead serious.
4 runs in each of these
four
games?
4 runs in each game.
I'm going to fall back, Bum.
Did you catch some sort of high when you were glazing your pottery?
I'm trying to get some optimism here. Twins are not good on the road.
And they're not facing
Ryan,
a couple of their best starters, but I know, Bone.
Ryan or Lopez.
I say they score more than four runs.
Once.
More than four runs.
We're simpatico.
Once. Twins are 6-14 on the road. They have won 8 straight going into this one.
Mm-hmm.
The Orioles have yet to win back-to-back series this year. They win this series, Jason.
Negativo.
Ken?
Who are them?
They win the Sagano game.
Win Sagano game.
You know what? Bounce back, Bone.
There we go.
They're missing their two best pitchers. I know they stink, by the Orioles, I mean, but 2-3.
To the NBA. Celtics cover the 6.5 at the Knicks. Ken, tonight.
Say that one again, Bone.
Celtics 6.5 points at the Knicks.
Oh, man. This is, as Steve Ashburner said after destroying the NBA media, this is a must win for the Knicks.
It was mostly one guy.
Yeah, well, but, you know. 6.5, Celtics are favored.
Yep.
I'll say the Celtics win, but the Knicks cover.
Celtics win.
So,
that is a fallback.
Bone, I really like Celtics -3 in the first half. Boston's been a dominant first half team. We know they've struggled when they've built these big leads. But I also think they do cover for the game tonight.
As a bounce back.
I think they win by 8.
Win by 8. Timberwolves cover the 5.5 at the Warriors, Jason.
I think they do. I mean, it is ridiculous that they didn't win by double digits the last game, and they kind of pretty much took the third quarter off and then fell behind by 5 or 6 and then could have won by 8. I think they stay focused. I don't think there's an answer for Ant there defensively. It's probably another low-scoring game, but I do think the Timberwolves win by at least 6 points.
This series has been, it's hard to explain it.
It's been weird.
Anthony Edwards has yet to play well. Now, Julius Randle's been really good. I don't know how they didn't blow him out last time. And Steve Ashburner, again, I cite him. He thinks the Warriors have a chance. I think Minnesota blows him out. I was wrong last time. I think they're going to blow him out this time.
Minnesota blowout.
So that's a bounce back.
Yes. Pacers, they blew out the Cavs last night, but heading back to Cleveland tomorrow. Cavs cover the 7.5 points against the Pacers, Ken.
Backs against the wall, Bone, but is Donovan Mitchell – this is a tough one to predict because is Donovan Mitchell going to play? It's a game-time decision. Man, put me in a tough spot, Bone. I am going to – I'm going to fall back, Bone.
Fall back.
Give me those points, Bone. I think the Pacers end the series here.
Oh, Pacers.
So you're a fallback.
But I really like the over. More than anything else,
really
I like the over in the game.
Love the over. And lastly, OKC covers the 10.5 against the Nuggets tomorrow. Jason.
Again, I love OKC -6.5 in the first half. Bone, I can't lay that many points. I think OKC wins, but they get a little cute in these games. And the Joker, even though I think he's on fumes, won't go easy. So I say they keep it in single digits.
Remind me, where is this game?
10.5. It's OKC. In OKC.
Yeah. That's a lot of points, as Jason just mentioned. You know what? Bounce back. Bounce back, Bone.
Love it.
Feels good to win again. Been a minute. Coming up next, Adley stinks.
It was really the Adley. I said Celtics, but what really killed me is the Adley BS hit.
It happened.
Was one we were different on.
Yeah.
That was the difference.
It was and Adley. The Knicks.
And the Knicks.
Yeah.
You were also different on the Knicks.
Yeah, but this one was that's a joke. That's a joke triple.
All I know is the scorecard's the scorecard. I can't deny
controversial
what
win. Figures.
I don't know. Coming up next, Speaking of Adley Rutschman, he stinks. Just how bad is he? We got some numbers for you. It's Totally Radley next here on The Fan. Yeah, Jason, I was just thinking about when we decided to do an Adley Rutschman-focused segment, it was because we thought he was going to be a great baseball player.
And, well, he's very good.
Yes. And,
I don't know about great.
Yeah, well, I feel like when they drafted him 1-1, I thought he was going to be a great – I at least thought he'd be a great baseball player. He's frankly not even close to a great baseball player. Had a multi-hit game yesterday, which brought his batting average up to 203. Jason, you posted some numbers on our account, IA1057, The Fan. He's bad.
It's pretty staggering. It's pretty staggering. He's now played 452 games as a Baltimore Oriole. So I went and ran the numbers for, let's compare him to every Oriole who started his career here over their first 450 games. So again, this isn't the first 450 games, you know, that I'm just trying to think. Fred Lynn. Mm. Although I don't think Fred Lynn played 450 here. Maybe he did. He was hurt all the time.
A few games. But a few years,
it's not about a dude. So this is someone who started their career with the Orioles and played at least 450 games with the Orioles. Since they moved from St. Louis, the history of the franchise, this is where Adley ranks. Adley has just 56 home runs in 452 games. That ranks 18th. Wieters had 54. You're going to find he and Matt Wieters are basically the same guy offensively. Adley in RBI's first 450 games as an Oriole from the start of his career. 211 RBI's, that's 14th. Wieters had 212. Slug, 415, 21st. Not even in the top 20. Not even in the top 20. 21st in slug. Wieters, 416, 1 point higher. This is a big one for Ken. Batting average.
Yeah, it's big.
257.
That's not good.
Yeah. 21st. Wieters, 262. Matt Wieters had a better batting average than Adley Rutschman through his first 450 games. On-base percentage. This one matters to me. 347. That's 10th. Wieters was at 329. OPS, 762. That is 15th. Wieters was at 744. So again, very comparable. So for the most part, Adley Rutschman, not even one of the 20 most impactful Oriole rookies to start their career in Baltimore over their first 450 games. He's not a kid anymore. He's not really young anymore. This is his prime. Then I'm like, well, let's go back to June 20th of last year, because I ran these numbers late last season, and let's compare Adley Rutschman to every other hitter in baseball. So since June 20th of last year, there are 299 qualified hitters. By qualified hitter, I mean at least 200 plate appearances in the major leagues since June 20th of last year. Here's where Adley ranks out of those 299 players. Batting average, 205. That is 272nd. 272nd in Major League Baseball in batting average. And we're talking 120 game sample size.
That's not good.
On base, 296. That's 214th. Slug, 316. That is 278th out of 299 qualified major league hitters. This guy was a 1-1, supposed to be a switch hitting demon.
Supposed to be a great hitter.
OPS of 612. That's abject failure. We're coming up on a calendar year. 11 months, he's got a 612 OPS. That is 267th out of 299 hitters. Isolated power, 111, 249th out of 299 players. He has 37 runs driven. They bat him third or fourth every freaking night, no matter how much he sucks.
Yeah.
37 RBIs since June 20th of last year. That is the same amount of RBIs as Bo Naylor. Not Josh Naylor. Bo Naylor, his brother who can't hit.
The catcher.
He has as many RBIs as Bo Naylor since June 20th last year. He has as many RBIs, Beltway Ben, as Lenin Sosa. I bet you most of our listeners have no idea who Lenin Sosa is. He's not good enough to stick around on the White Sox, worst team in MLB history. Adley has as many RBIs as Lenin Sosa since June 20th of last year.
Sounds like a made-up name.
Xavier Edwards. He has as many RBIs as Xavier Edwards since June 20th last year. And Tyler Fitzgerald, the light-hitting replacement shortstop for the Giants. Yeah. He has as many RBIs as Tyler Fitzgerald since June 20th last year. So what do you think of your 1-1 now?
He's pretty bad.
It's staggering at this point. And if there was anyone really in baseball that needed to get off to a fast start, it was him. And he had a strong spring training. He hit the hell out of the ball in that season opener in Toronto with the two home runs. But it's been really bad. And you can look at the expected stats all you want, but at some point, you need the production to go along with it because it's ugly. In the last 23 games, he's hitting 165, 520 OPS. And you touched on it, Jason, but you need to drop this guy in the lineup. It has to happen.
He needs to sit.
That is something that you have control over, is dropping him into the bottom third of the lineup. Because what is the definition of insanity? Until he shows you that he should be hitting higher, you need to drop
him. What did they just do? They just batted him fourth as a DH against a lefty when he had a 450 OPS against lefties. On the season.
He can't hit lefties. Nice.
And you can give him that RBI on that fake triple.
Yeah.
But that was a pop-up.
Yeah.
In an RBI situation.
That counted like, as one of their
his
hits
at-bats
with scoring
with runners. He doesn't even move runners over and doesn't even seemingly try to or care to. The body language and everything I see coming off of him makes me sick.
By the way, to wrap a bow on this segment, Fred Lynn played 434 games for the Orioles.
He didn't quite get that.
Would have gotten to 450, but he was traded in August to the Tigers for Chris Hoyles, another catcher.
Chris Hoyles, whose first 450 games destroyed.
Yeah, well, Chris Hoyles.
But he's Wieters.
Chris Hoyles.
He's Wieters, but he can't catch or throw anybody out.
No. No, Wieters could do that. And that's the other.
Guy's supposed to be the leader. You think this guy's leading them out of the abyss?
Guy's
leading them?
I don't know which part is more disappointing, the fact that he can't hit it all or the fact that he's a horrible defensive catcher. Because he was supposed to be both. I think it's the defense for me day to day. Like
if
this
he
guy
was a top 10 defensive catcher, you could like this would still be this would still be failure, but you could at least find redeeming qualities. He can't run. He's bad defensively, and he's at best like the 270th major league hitter out of 299 since June 20th last year. They took him before Bobby Witt.
Nice. That guy's pretty good. Hey, coming up next, we'll get back to the Ravens. And Jonas Schaefer, he covers the Ravens for the Baltimore Banner. Will there be extensions coming? What does he think of this quiet offseason so far? Jonas joins us next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.